This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Two students in El Paso County are facing charges after allegedly participating in false threats to schools. In a statement from the sheriff's office, the minors from different schools allegedly shared false or misleading information on social media, disrupting school proceedings and causing undue fear. Both students are charged with interference of an educational institution. One has the additional charge of false reporting. Prices for healthcare services can vary widely. Now, Coloradans can compare costs for more than 260 healthcare services at facilities around the state through a tool called Shop for Care. Carrie Frank with CIVIC, the Center for Improving Value in Healthcare, says the biggest gap can be found in major procedures like hip and knee replacements.
That's where you get into like $5,000, $10,000, $32,000 between the lowest and highest for hip replacement.
A cardiovascular stress test can cost anywhere from $270 to nearly $2,000. The data is based on commercial claims submitted by health insurance payers. You can find the tool at CIVHC.org. And entrepreneurs are fanning out across Denver for Startup Week. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
This year's event is different from years prior. Members of the startup community are planning their own events around town. Steve Flutie-Davis is the CEO and founder of medical technology company PitchSync. He says it doesn't matter who is hosting. It's a great opportunity to network and learn.
The amount of information that you can learn from these other people is phenomenal.
Like past years, all events are free to attend. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.